This is the MagicWordPodcast.com.
Scott Wells for the MagicWordPodcast.com. Well, here again, waiting for my flying carpet. That is Southwest Airlines here in the terminal in Houston. And I don't know why they call it a terminal. Doesn't seem like it's that deadly because everyone's wearing a mask here, and that's a good thing. But I'm preparing to head to Columbus, Ohio for the Magi Fest, and you get to come along with me as usual. Here are the convention updates. My flight's going to be a little after 7 o'clock this morning. Let me rephrase that. A little after 7 o'clock this evening. I'm kind of beside myself, not knowing what to do. I'm actually leaving late at night rather than the morning, which is why you don't hear a rustling of a Dunkin' Donuts sack or me slurping on some coffee, because I am up and awake and have been for at least the last 10 hours. Maybe not 12. I don't want to get up too early. Anyhow, the flight is going to be departing soon, and I'm arriving a couple of days early to visit with some friends, and I'm hopefully going to be recording then, actually doing a live broadcast from the bar at the Renaissance Hotel there in Columbus. I'm not going to be using StreamYard this time. I'm just going to be doing Facebook Live, and that will be on my Magic Word Podcast Facebook page. If you have not subscribed to that or not liked that page, you can go and see it there. By the time this goes out, it will have already happened, so you can still go back and watch what we did. Hopefully, if we can get good Wi-Fi while we're in the bar. We did it last year, and everything seemed to work out fine, and that looked great and sounded wonderful. We had a lot of people who came in. And for those who people are showing up for this time, for the Magic Martinis Thursday virtual happy hour in Columbus, Ohio, for the Magi Fest 2022, I've got with me some lanyards. Some branded lanyards with a Magic Word Podcast on it, and I'm going to be giving those out to some people, all the people who come and join us at the bar there and have a martini with me or whatever beverage they're wanting to enjoy and imbibe. So I'm going to sign off here shortly, but I'm looking forward again to another convention. The last one we had was just a few months ago in September, and now they're starting to get back on track in January for the Magi Fest, and this year's guest of honor is going to be Darwin Ortiz, who is the author of Strong Magic and also has been a consultant for casinos to watch for cheaters, etc. So hopefully I'll get a chance to sit down with him and record an extensive one-on-one with him as I did with Steve Cohen at the last one. So watch for that or listen for that. We'll find out. Plus, again, of course, we'll be giving you updates from the convention floor, talking to dealers and registrants and organizers and everybody just around, just kind of give you a good flavor of what's happening. So if you haven't already subscribed to the pod letter, please do. When you go to the magicwordpodcast.com, you should see a pop-up window that will allow you to subscribe to the pod letter where you can find out what's happening each week. And we're going to be having another great guest coming up next week. And I don't want to tell you now because that may be subject to change, but I don't want to tell you why quite yet. But anyhow, I will see you on the other side once we get to Columbus. This is Scotty out. Are in Columbus, Ohio at the Renaissance Hotel. I get a chance before actually all the activities begin with the organizers, because I know they're going to be so busy later with Andy Gladwin and Joshua J. This year is going to be similar to what we had in September of this last year, insofar as everybody has to be not only masks, but also with the everybody has to show their vaccination record. Is that right?
Yeah, or a negative COVID test. It's really important to us to keep everybody safe, and the whole magic community has been really supportive of that. So last time we had a really successful event with regards to the safety of everybody, and I think we're going to have the same again.
Do you have any idea about what the number of people is? Attendance typically is have over 1,000. I know you limited it to 500, so this year
we are in half, so we limited to 500, and we'll be at that limit. So it's a sellout to the best that we were able to do.
Now, one of the most different things you're doing this year, obviously, is the university, Magi Fest University.
Yeah.
So tell me a little bit about how that works and how you came about with using that idea. Andy.
Well, when you organize a convention with limitations such as half the number of people, you have to work out how can we take advantage of that? How can we make the convention better because of it? So what we did was decided we should do smaller events. So we have MagiFest University, where guests can elect to take certain classes. So we have 8 classes in general and 4 sessions, and the guests can decide what they want to see. So it's a really customized experience. But we have a few surprises up our sleeves with it as well to really add to the university theme.
So there's obviously some things you will miss because you're having to make a selection.
Yeah, but the events are so varied that I think they will. I think people have been very happy with their choices.
Yeah, I had that idea some years ago, thinking, you know, having different paths they would take. In other words, people are going to take a mentalism class are probably not going to take the children's magic class kind
exactly.
of a thing.
That's the approach we've taken, and so far people seem to have really enjoyed the choices that they've been given, and I think it's going to be really successful.
Now, as I understand it also, we were allowed to make our own choices, but if people hadn't selected, you're going to be kind of saying, okay, here are the things you're scheduled for?
Yeah, so, you know, there's only so much room. Mm-hmm. And as Andy said, you know, we're really leaning into this limitation and turning it into an advantage where we won't be able to do this when we're back to 1,000 people. Yeah. You know, there are no breakout rooms that can fit 200 and some people per time. So instead, you know, this is very special. This is a chance to take more or less a private lesson, you know, with a small group from, you know, the likes of really great people, be it Darwin Ortiz or Jason England or Garrett Thomas or Pete McCabe or Ken Weber, all on the topics they're experts at. So yeah, if somebody didn't follow through and sign up, they'll be signed up for whatever we have space in.
I know from what I'd heard about the SAM convention, I was unable to attend that, but some people were at the last minute didn't show up, or they had to cancel because of COVID or for whatever reasons up until the last minute, and including some of the acts. I know Carissa Hendricks had to cancel and some others, and so some of the show, I think Penn and Teller didn't show, they had to change some acts, and so I'm sure you're getting ready to dance if you have to. Anybody?
Organizing a convention like this is always fluid. We've organized jointly now over 25 conventions, so we are pretty used to things moving and having to adjust right into the last minute, and I think we can do it.
And you got some backup ideas just in case, I mean, aside from the surprises. But
yeah, even outside of a COVID era, we are still kind of planned for problems, so we're always pretty much covered, and I think we can this year too.
Talking about the conventions, one of the things, of course, you do just before this, typically in England, is the Sessions Convention. Did that take place this year?
No, we postponed it. The UK, specifically London, declared a state of emergency because of the new variant. It's actually gone down now. London is actually in a very good place with regards to COVID. So we probably could have run it, but we just didn't want to take the risk for all the international guests flying in. Mm-hmm. The session's about 45% international attendees. Mm-hmm. So it just seemed like the right thing to do to postpone until the summer to be able to give them the opportunity to actually make it, because some countries weren't allowed into the UK at that time, so it was the right thing to do to postpone it.
So what is the new date?
The new date's July 8th to 10th, 2022, so it's going to be a nice opportunity to see London in the summer, and trust me, it's a lot nicer when it's not snowing in London.
That's right, yeah, well, you would know, but I'm sure that's right. I'd love to attend that, and so that's not going to conflict with any other conventions or anything going on, because I know the IBM convention is earlier in the month, and so...
Yeah, it's 2 weeks before FISM, so for the real international guests, you can make a big tour through Europe and then get straight to Quebec. It's going to be a good time for conventions.
Are you guys planning on... Oh, sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, and the other thing that we can sort of give you an exclusive on, we're going to be announcing it this weekend, is, you know, we've gone to a model largely that's been really successful, especially in the pandemic, which is the retreat model. It's kind of a vacation paired with a magic convention. The first one we did was in Costa Rica. This April, we're going to make up last year's, which is in South Africa. We're taking everybody on safari.
Yeah.
And this weekend, we're going to announce the Retreat Western Adventure, which is a 4-day exquisite journey into the most beautiful parts of the American West. It'll start in Salt Lake City with a show by Bill Abbott and a 3-course meal at Mystique Dining. Mm-hmm. And then we're going to take a luxury coach to the outback of the United States, basically. Capitol Reef National Park, Goblin State Park, horseback riding, stargazing, and we have two exceptional guests that are going to be joining us, and I'll name one of them. One of them is John Carney, and the other one I'll keep you in suspense about because I want to allow us to have our own surprise. Yeah, but it's going to be very limited in attendance. You know, we cap it at 50 people, and it's going to be superb.
I know you have had a passion for state parks and traveling whenever you've gone on lecture tours. You like to take a little bit of extra time to kind of look around the area, see the museums and the parks and everything else, and kind of drive among all these places. So you've got, and you've been pretty much around the world. I mean, going back when you were a kid, of course, Joshua Jay's Atlas, Magic Atlas.
That's right.
So you've got some experience on traveling and some ideas as to where to go. And then you couple that, of course, then with Andy of having been everywhere you are. Is there anything beyond that that you're planning as far as international? I mean, like you're talking about South Africa. I mean, is there something else then? Andy, why don't you tell
me? Yeah, we're not quite ready to tip where we are going in 2024. However, we think this will be our most exciting retreat. It's international, and I think particularly people from America are going to want to come to
where can they sign up for that?
VanishingInkMagic.com/magic-conventions. That's where you can see all of our conventions, our retreats, and all of the other live events we do.
Yeah. Okay, but as we start to wrap up over here, is there something I'm going to ask each of you for your favorite thing that you are planning for this convention? I mean, what was it that was the most exciting thing that you were looking forward to and you really want something to happen? Want to answer first.
I'll go.
Okay.
So I'm really excited about Magi Fest University. You know, we put so much time and effort into this, and it's really great kind of choose your own courses that you want. We've got a surprise for people attending. We've got a gorgeous booklet that looks like a school booklet, and it's just, I think we're giving great value. I think we're leaning into what we have to deal with and giving people something they'll never get again, because once we're at full force next year, it'll be back to the normal format.
Mm-hmm. What about you then, Andy?
I'm just looking forward to getting an early night and just chilling. No, not really. the best part about Magi Fest for me is the hanging out and the sessioning. And
Always has been.
That's an important thing for us for the events that we organize. We always make plenty of time for sessioning and hanging out because that's where we learn the best magic. And so we spend all of our time in the evenings hanging out. And in a similar vein, I'm also looking forward to the Young Magicians events because a big part of what we do behind the scenes at Vanishing Ink and Magi Fest is our youth scholarships. And we have, I think, 40 or 50 kids this year coming on a scholarship where we help and assist with the financial burdens of coming to a magic convention, and then we get to hang out with these kids and share magic with them, and that, for me, is the most rewarding part of what we do here.
That's a lot of fun and something to be admired because you guys have been doing that for such a long time, and whenever you buy things, not just register for the convention, but even if you're buying something through Magic Ink, there's always a little thing that you can check, say, you can make a donation to scholarship, and I would encourage everybody to a buck or two. What more is it going to cost you? I mean, just help out, you know?
And you're exactly right. It's community fed. So, you know, it is our community that allows these kids to come, and it's really life-changing. You know, it changed my life when I attended with my dad when I was 8 years old. Mm-hmm. So we're just trying to give that to the next generation. But, hey, we've got to run and go get set up.
Okay.
So I wish everybody out there a happy new year, and I hope some of you can make it. And
are there going to be public shows, by the way, or not? Because of COVID, no public shows?
We haven't been doing public shows here for some time. It's just in the registration.
Okay, that's what I was thinking. Thank you guys very much. Thank you, Josh. Thank you, Andy.
Appreciate you guys.
Good luck, and have a great convention. So for the Magic Word Podcast, that was Joshua Jay and Andy Gladwin. Just finished the first two lectures for the opening evening activities. It was at 6 o'clock and 7 o'clock, back-to-back, Jason England, followed by Garrett Thomas, both great lectures. And for those of you who have been following the Magic Word, you heard my next guest here, who was featured just a couple of weeks ago, Mr. Mike Powers. Hey there, Mike.
Hi, Scott. Good to see you again.
And you as well, sir. I've got a lot of good feedback from you on that episode.
I enjoyed that. I enjoyed listening to it. And I was there. I went, this is a good one.
It was a good one.
We had a good time. I mean, it was just like get down and talk. And
we talked about a Tesseract, a lot of things, you know, that people are thinking, you know, I'm sure at the time you were thinking, I don't think this is magic. Why would people care?
Well, I got worried about getting bogged down in the math because I could, but I think it worked. I think we sold, you know, that it's an interesting thing.
Yeah, very interesting. As this is as well. I know we were talking during the convention as well, or during our chat, that you come to this on a regular basis.
Absolutely.
You've been coming for a long number of years because you're not that far away from here, actually.
No, I drive in 4.5 hours. So this has been on my radar for a very long time. Yeah. Been when Jeff Hostetler and the Redcoats were running it. You remember those days?
Sure.
I would try to just get there every year. I've been here, I don't know how many times. I don't want to overblow it, but almost every year, except with COVID the other year, we had to miss one. So glad to be back.
This is an interesting one because they've got the university idea of picking your subjects.
I like that. I like the idea. And get 2 out of 3, I think, each time. And, you know, it'd be nice to get 3 out of 3, but I think they're doing it right. I think it's a very good way to run it. Got a little bit less attendance. But, and, you know, so far I'm digging it. I'm a big Garrett Thomas fan.
Me too. I'm a huge Garrett Thomas fan.
Oh, my God. I saw him at the Trix convention a couple.
Wilted, yeah.
I'm just flabbergasted watching this guy. I mean, it looks like real magic, you know.
I thought out of the shoot, it was interesting with Jason showing us video or pictures then of gambling equipment.
That was cool. And then they had some of the video, which I was hoping for more video. I wanted to see, you know, let's see somebody actually using it. And he did have a couple of things. But so many of those things I'd never seen before. And he's a real expert and a collector. And it was very, very interesting way to kick things off.
Yep, it was. Now, I talked with Josh and Andy earlier, but they didn't tell us until this evening. Apparently, there were some last-minute changes of some people who were not going to show up.
Yeah, that's right. I'm trying to remember what the changes were. Now, Paul Gertner's not going to be here.
Right.
And who was the other? There was another
David
one.
Girard.
David Girard, okay.
Yeah, and he's a mentalist.
Right. So, I was looking forward to seeing, you know, Paul, but these guys are... They just figure out something and...
Well, at the last minute, they said, we got Nick DeFat to come in.
And he's great. So that'll be... And really unusual, too. So it'll just add to the variety of the convention.
Well, as I was talking with them earlier, I said I knew the SAM convention, they had to make some last-minute changes due to things that have happened that will come up. And I said, I assume you have backups. They said, yes. And so, like I said, within 24 hours, boom, they got it going.
Right. And then he said they're going to have... Paul's already signed up for next year, so they'll get Paul Gertner next year.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I just roll with it. I don't ever go home feeling like, oh, you know...
You missed this. Something.
And, you know... If you missed the best one you wanted to see, but I don't think that would even happen. I mean, I might go, it's too bad that we didn't get to see Paul, but now we got Nick, so it's going to be cool.
Now, you do come year after year. Is there something particularly this year that you're looking forward to?
You know, I
or
don't...
Is it just the event you like
just,
to come?
I just like coming, seeing folks like you. I got pals that you see. Mm-hmm. I didn't really look at the lineup other than I saw, you know, the gambling theme. They got Jason Ledeni, Darwin Ortiz, who's the guest of honor, and Jason England, kind of big three gambling guys.
Yeah.
I thought that was an interesting way to go because you don't see that very often. Gambling is, you know, is not magic. And yet
it's
admire,
kind of an underground thing.
Yeah, it is. And we admire the skill that these guys have because we know that second dealing, bottom dealing, and all kinds of false shuffling, this is hard stuff. So to see some real experts is going to be fun. And I've seen these guys before, but I'm looking forward to that.
Were you at Magic Live a few years ago? Bill Malone hosted an afternoon, just one of the sessions, with Steve Forte and was it Ron Conley, I believe?
Nope, I missed that one, but I did see Ron Conley at Dan Block's convention one year. I don't know if you're familiar with that one. He does in Buffalo. And Ron had, it's Ron Conley, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. He had a lot of film from casinos because he's been doing some consulting, you know,
exactly.
As a reformed card cheat, I guess you would say. And so he's now, you know, exposing it and saying, let me help you guys see what's going on here.
Yes. But which is what Darwin does, I guess.
He does a lot of that, too, yeah. And... But it was really fun to see those videos. I'm sure Jason has a lot, but I think he wanted to focus on the equipment that he has in his collection.
Well, there's some other things I thought, and I was hoping that Jason was going to talk about, like Titanic Thompson, about some of the, you know, gambling things he did.
Yeah, and what was the guy's name that knew him that has a book?
John Rockerbomber?
No, there was another guy that was at the Pebble convention a couple of years ago. Oh, man, I can't remember his name, but he knew Titanic, and he was just telling all these stories about... throwing a peanut across. I mean, these guys would bet on anything, right?
The pretzel.
The pretzel. And he had one with him. It was like, so how can you throw a peanut across a river? Well, if it's loaded with lead, you can.
Yeah.
So they would bet this stuff and get somebody in. Right. Oh, man, it was really great. It was really great.
And some of those things are available, and my friend Jamie Salinas has been starting to collect some of these things, and he bought a couple of things. I think he bought a pretzel from Jason England then
Jason
as well.
England.
So he's got a few things. You know, Gary Plants is another one who collects these things.
Gary's he knows a lot and is an expert in gambling stuff too in terms of technique. But I just enjoyed this Titanic Thompson stuff. These guys just bet on anything, and he would just have this setup thing. That one just stuck out to me as like, you got to be kidding me. A lead milk-filled peanut?
Right.
Sure, because it's, you know, get $500, you'll never throw that peanut across the river.
Right.
There it goes.
Well, you remember perhaps Lee Trevino used to play with a Dr. Pepper bottle. Did you ever hear that story?
No.
That's how he got to be sponsored by Dr. Pepper, as I recall, because I think he filled this Dr. Pepper bottle like with concrete or something. Because he would bet people before he got on the PGA Tour, and so he'd play golf, and he was just looked like he was a caddy or something, you know, just a Mexican guy. And so he was say, well, I'll play, and all I've got is this bottle. You know, and let's bet whatever.
Right.
And so he started playing.
Distance throwing kind of thing, or what was the bet?
No. He would use the bottle as a club, so he would hit it like a baseball.
Oh my God!
And then however far it went, he would take the next, you know, and then hit it, and then he'd putt with it and whatever. And he did better, like with a baseball, as you would normally think.
Right.
You know, hit with a baseball bat, but he's got a Coke bottle, but it's filled with concrete.
Fits right into the theme.
Exactly. Great. Fits into that.
I love these stories.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, this is, again, good convention. I'm looking forward to the next few days. And staying inside since it's cold and snowy outside. Well, I said snow. We had a little bit of snow, and it's actually come and gone. It's just about 27 degrees or so. It's been a little bit coolish. And was it snowing as you were driving down?
Well, we had a little lake effect. I live near Lake Michigan in Indiana. It's right near Michigan. And we got some lake effect snow. I was a little worried about getting out of town. But it cleared up in a half an hour. We drove right out of it. So it was a little slow going at the beginning, but
I'm looking forward to the convention. I think at the dealer room also ought to be hopping. You know, after they finish the show here this evening, they cleared out pretty quickly because we've just got a few minutes now before the next thing is going to be. Who was that? I think at 9 o'clock. We have a show by Mark Holtzlau or somebody.
Yeah.
I'm not sure
I'm not familiar with.
I'm not either, so I'm anxious to see who this.
Yeah.
They said it was a little bit more adult, and so if you're under 17, they recommend you go do
under 14. They're letting 14-year-olds in.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
It can't be that bad.
I'm guessing it's going to be kind of like a Harrison Greenbaum kind of a thing. Remember a few years ago they had him, and there was a lot of controversy about that. So I'm sure they're kind of very wary about that.
Just say the name Harrison Greenbaum, and I'm laughing already.
He is a hilarious guy.
I mean, you got to see this guy, but if you're easily offended, don't go, right?
Yeah.
Because
he'll
offend everybody in the room sooner or later.
Yes, that's right. That's right.
Which is good. I like that. He's an equal opportunity employer, right?
He will offend every equal opportunity offender.
Offender. There you go. I mispronounced it.
Well, Mike, always good seeing you, buddy. And so enjoy the convention.
Okay. You too, Scott.
Thanks. That was Mike Powers for the Magic Word. Scotty out. We have just finished the evening show, and we had a couple of performers, and we're getting ready then shortly for the 10 o'clock lecture by Mike Machado, who's the close-up magician in the bar at the Magic Castle. But right now I've got with me from Colorado, Sean Pop. Hey there, Sean.
Hello, hello.
And he's speaking through his mask, so if it kind of sounds a little muffled right there.
Am I supposed to take my mask off?
We'll stand behind this curtain
over
here so people can't see us, because I've got my mask off then as well for right now. But yes, I was going to ask you, you've been involved, I know, from time to time with the Mindvention, and Mindvention is going to be virtual this year, and it's like next month or something? Or when is it
it's coming up in just a few weeks, as a matter of fact, yeah.
Now, how is that going to work? I mean, isn't... who is involved with that? I know Danny is, of course, Danny Archer. But,
and Luca Volpe.
Luca.
Yeah, Luca's handling all the online marketing and setting up all the lectures and all that,
It seems like it's a pretty good deal as far as what the price is and everybody they've got booked. I mean, for worldwide international mentalists are going to be attending.
Yeah, absolutely. It's kind of the nice thing about a virtual event is that you can have mentalists from all over the world come in. And then the other cool feature is that all of the lectures, in case you can't see it, can't sit and watch every show live over a course of a weekend, they're keeping everything up for a week so that you can catch up over the next several days after Mindvention.
If you had already registered but can't attend, you kind of get, okay, I got you on that. Yeah. And, of course, then you get special kinds of discounts on the package deals they've got with the lectures, I assume?
I believe so, and I do know that Eric Samuels is doing a workshop, and that's included in the cost of your Mindvention registration, so that's pretty cool.
And what's the date on that again?
I'm afraid so, I don't. I want to say it's February 3rd. I think the weekend of February 3rd.
Okay, so it is coming up. By the way, like I said, a couple of weeks. Yeah, I think you can check Facebook over there to, or also
mindvention.net.
Yep, there you go. Or go to the Magic Word Podcast convention guide page, and you can find out that. But we're here at the Magi Fest to talk about this.
That's right.
Did you fly in? I assume from Colorado.
I did. Yep.
How was the weather out there?
Yeah, but not quite as cold, oddly enough. Yeah, I got here and went, wow, this is really cold. I just came from Colorado. What is... We've had an unusually warm winter in Colorado. So.
You've been coming to this for a long time then as well.
Yeah, I think this is my fifth or sixth one so far.
And what is it that brings you back here every year?
You know, getting to see all your friends and hang out and jam and talk about magic and see great shows and great lectures. Josh and Andy always do an amazing job and...
They really do. They seem to bring a different group of people than you would normally see at a typical convention. It's not
exactly
all the people that I normally know. I mean, I'd probably say typically 70% of the people who are here I haven't seen perform before.
I would agree with that, yeah. In fact, the guy that just did the show, I've heard of him, but never seen him. So
nor have I. Yeah. They had two different guys who were there. There's another guy from Colorado. Hey, Cosmo.
Cosmo.
What's all this about?
Got Cosmo here then also, and it's good to see you.
Good to see you too.
And so, yeah, we're doing just a quick content podcast. And so, speaking of Colorado, because you're in the spring, so tell me about your show, by the way.
My theater.
Yeah, we've been open since mid-June and going strong.
We're doing
great.
How many people can that seat, by the way?
We seat about 45-ish. Max.
Now, I remember that you moved last, since I talked with you last, you had moved to a different location.
Well, we closed because of COVID for a year and a half.
And then you found a new location?
Found a new location after that?
Yeah. That's right. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay. And, now, then, and the new space is even more amazing than the original. So, the up the ante.
It got nicer, I think.
Now, do you come to Magi Fest very often yourself?
I was here last
September.
One. It's my second one.
Okay.
Yeah.
And what makes you come back to this one as opposed to some others?
I don't like to be away from Sean.
Yeah. I was going to say, you guys are kind of connected to the hip.
It's like my brother from another mother.
I don't know. I'm starting to do conventions again a little here and there. I love the camaraderie.
I haven't seen you at a convention for a while.
I haven't been doing them lately. I did them all back in the day. And I'm usually working, right?
That's a good thing.
Yeah. But it's fun.
Yeah. Are you going to be attending any other conventions you have planned, either one of you guys, for Bouncers?
Magic Live.
Magic Live, yep.
That's coming up in May.
Together again.
Yeah. Well,
roommates.
It's the redo of Magic Live.
That's
It's the one that's been postponed.
That's right.
So, I'll be there.
I was going to say, and I actually got a booth here, a dealer's booth, which I have no idea why. Because
what are you selling?
Just my old stuff. I was going to put out some new stuff this year, and I just...
Okay.
Haven't had the time.
So. Well, you're the first dealer I've talked to so far, because I want to make it into the dealer's room and talk to a few people.
Yeah,
so
this
is the first time that you, or second time I've been to this convention, but the first time, you weren't a dealer last time, I assume.
No, I haven't done anything like selling stuff for a long time.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
So if you want to get something, you know, and you're not here, they can look at your website, which is what?
Tricksite.com.
Tricksite.com.
There we go. Thanks very much.
I'm going to do a plug. That works.
All right, well, good talking with you guys. Thanks very much. So, with the Magic Word Podcast, that was Cosmo and Sean. Scotty out.